I'm really excited that we have Pastor Wright, Nicholas Wright, the America's pastor. I've named him America's pastor, and he is. And if you ever heard him preach, if you've ever been around him, the things he talks about and Exodus, you know, Exodus out of this system and standing and your ground and your divinity and your dominion, those kind of, if you've ever heard him preach on a variety of subjects, I mean, this is America's pastor. This is Jonas Clark, you know, getting the people ready for whatever. You know, this is one of the closest things we got here. Is Pastor Wright, my CLCC .wordpress.com is the website. You can look on Facebook. You can hear his sermons no matter where you are in the world. Last time Catherine Austin Fitz was on, you were on too, and she asked, "What's that address again? I want to listen to you." That's how impressed she was, Catherine Austin. You impressed Catherine Austin Fitz, Pastor. Anyway, welcome back to the Power Hour. So glad to have you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, my brothers. It's good to be here with you. I'm so excited.
Well, I'm glad you're so peppy. Because I'm not. I was not so peppy this morning, I'll be honest. I mean, it's good that such good friends are here today, Wayne and you. I'm going to start with just your impression of what this day means, just anything that comes to your mind, anything you want to comment on it.
Well, you know, when I was growing up, my mother kind of, she coined me as being this great optimist. And it's so funny, but that's the way that she would talk to other people about me sometimes, and even to my wife. And for me, I have such confidence in God and confidence in truth that I believe that if enough people will get on board with what is true and what is right, that there's nothing that cannot be overcome. And, of course, that's what the scriptures say. But in the process of getting from point A to point B or A to Z, however you want to look at it, there's a lot of things that have to take place in between, and there's so much instruction, so much fallow ground that has to be broken up to help people come to a point of understanding the way things are supposed to be. And so that's what one of our biggest challenges is as a church and as a nation. But that's what I'm committed to. So I kind of like God. I be like him. A lot of times people say, "Well, look at the back of the end of the book, we win." And that's exactly the way it is. So there's no losing where we're concerned. If we stay focused and eat on the right stuff, feed on the right things, and keep our, you know, ourselves strong spiritually and mentally, we'll get to where we need to be.
All right, I'm going to kind of ask some, or maybe have a little bit of a tough analysis here. And I'm going to try to do it, you know, in the Bible and just where we are. And I want to get your reaction, and maybe you talk me off the ledge here, or you know, attitude, takeaway from however you want to do. There's a scripture, a story in the Bible when the Israelites finally get to the promised land, and there's a moment where God wants them to basically mark this day. I want you to remember that I brought you here, and you are living in houses you did not build, and you are eating in vineyards that you did not plant. I mean, it's such a powerful thing, the grace and the bounty of God, so good to them, that they are literally living in houses that they didn't even build. They came from the desert and eating from vineyards they did not plant. In Deuteronomy 28, it lists the blessings that are on the country, the state, nation, state, whatever you want to say, the tribes of Israel, that there's an irrevocable covenant on them that if they will follow God, that they will be the head and not the tail. They shall lend and not borrow. They shall be first in the city. They shall be first in the country. They shall be blessed in the fields, the fruit of their fields, the fruit of the womb. You know, on and on and on and on. There is also a line where it says that if you do not, you shall be cursed. And the curses start smaller and then get bigger. And it goes to the point, you shall marry a wife, but you shall not lay with her, it even says. You shall plant a vineyard and you shall not eat it. You shall build a house and you shall not live in it. That all, you know, just goes on and on to the point you shall die and there shall be, you know, sores on, blah, blah, blah. Okay. What we have just seen here, I had this discussion with my wife. This is what I feel this morning. This is a clear sign to me that this country, America, is under some sort of curse, that we have now planted a vineyard and not been able to eat it. We have elected a president, but we shall not be able to inaugurate him. That is how cursed we are. We're already seeing that we, our children, you know, the fruit of the womb, our birth rate's going down. We're always seeing that that foreigners are being brought. Not that I'm belittling foreigners. Foreigners are coming to the land, getting the good of our land, so to speak, and we carry them on our back more or less. I mean, let's just tell it like it is. I mean, we do. That's what happens. And while our people starve, while our people are aborted, especially, you know, your work there, where you are, especially black communities, more babies aborted than born. Now, quote unquote, white people are now starting to experience the same thing that they've seen done to the black communities. It is so to the point. We used to lend and not borrow. Now we borrow and not lend. Now China basically installs their overlord on us. And that to me is this is the point right here. This inauguration, this installment is the point where that will lead eventually to the breakup and total curse of our country. This will be that point if this is not turned around. That is my perspective and thought. Your thoughts on any of what I just said?
Okay, well, I guess we'll kind of start at the bottom of, you know, my list and work its way back up, because this is where I actually was going to end up today. And what American people, I guess we have to understand, is that we're dealing with dual jurisdiction on this land. And so many people, so many of us don't understand that. What is operating now, what we're looking at, what we're seeing, what we have been seeing, probably except for a few presidents, especially after, you know, the late 1800s, is a structure that is set up that was made to make people think it is America, but it's not. And that's where the curse is at. The curse is on that structure, on that structure has brought the curse. And until people that understand what really is supposed to be, what republic is supposed to be, and start extricating themselves from that corporation, thinking first of all, and then and the things that bring us under this jurisdiction, until we find that out and start moving like that, we're always going to think that America is cursed. America itself is not cursed. We just don't see America like we're supposed to be seeing it. And I know that that's a challenging and difficult concept for people to grasp. And in order to get it, we're going to have to go back and educate ourselves. So I think that's where the distinction needs to be made. And I remember years ago, and over the times that I've been with you on the broadcast, one of the things, because you may remember when I first came on, it's been almost 4 years ago now.
Wow.
And I was on there with you and Kelby. And when I heard, before I even came on the program, when I heard you guys talking about this, it was the thing that caused everything to light up on the inside of me, that there's more than one jurisdiction on this land. And it's like, man, that made it so clear. And here's the deal, Daniel. It is exactly the way things are spiritually. You have the kingdom of God, and you've got where Lucifer's order is. When you think about what Lucifer did and what he set up spiritually, you know what? There's no redemption for him. He cannot be redeemed. He can't be saved. And if people, until we realize that this corporation, it is exactly like him. It's unredeemable. And the only way that it is going to be gotten out of the way is, number one, that God has to judge it. But number two, people that are republic-minded and understand these things are going to have to come to the forefront so that republic is restored. And you can't do it by redeeming the corporation. It's not going to work. It's satanic. It's Luciferian. It's not going to be redeemed.
Is this like putting old? It's like putting old new wine in old bottles, kind of thing.
You hit it, buddy. It's not. It's not. That's right. It's not going to happen. We had such a 4-year grace because we have somebody that was in office that understood those things, but yet he was in the office of a corporation. That's why I wanted to get rid of him and claim back what was theirs.
Did you? This is very important. Let's get a little deeper into this in a minute. Let me go back and ask you, did you hear the David Icke interview? I don't know, last week or whenever. Did you listen to that interview?
I sure did.
What was your feelings about the way he talked about this, you know, off-world entity, the pyramid, and the different power structures, that to use to control the world? What was your sense of anything about his interview or specifically that?
That's part of that corporate structure. There's no doubt
about
it.
That was my thoughts. It kind of mirrors what you're saying. It's just a little different angle.
Mm-hmm. And people on this soil, most people don't understand that. And remember, years ago I said this. I said, Daniel, when people in this country wake up to that, there's going to be one or two things that happen. There's going to be a revival or a riot or both.
Well, so which is coming, Pastor? A, B, or C, which one is coming?
It's probably going to be a combination of the two, but what has to happen first is people have to see what's going on and then have to become
What do they see right now? I want to get your opinion. I don't want to put words in your mouth. Do you think people are seeing more than they used to?
I do. I think people are starting to see, and even through a lot of the biases that people have, I think people are starting to see that something's not right, and we've been being told some things that are not right. The thing that keeps it, makes it difficult for people is that we've been so trained to be divided and trained to be divided by political parties that it becomes very difficult to see truth beyond that. But I believe it's happening. People are starting to wake up.
Well, what I've noticed in, especially because I've talked a lot about this abortion issue with different people off air, and it doesn't matter if they're black and white, they're, you know, especially the black community, they're like, when I say, more babies are aborted than born. And then more times than not, the response I'm getting back from them is, I know, isn't that crazy? I'm like, whoa, what'd you say? You know, yes, yeah, that's terrible. It's awful. I hate it. So it seems to me like the black community is starting to realize just, you know, they really realize the extent of their control. And see, I've said this for decade plus now. A black person will, and I hate to make this about race, it's not really about race, I think you'll get my point. A black person will be quicker to understand these conspiracies than a white person because they have been more, you know, they've had the CIA running the drugs into their neighborhood for God knows how long. They know that the CIA is the biggest crack dealer in LA County. They know that the police in LA County, you know, whatever. They've experienced this plantationing. I hate to use that word, but they've experienced the plantationing of the world quicker or before the quote unquote white people have. And so when you explain some of this to them or have a discussion with them, they get it like that. They understand, and it's not a big leap for them. What I am hopeful of, and this is what I want to get your response, that now everybody seems to be at some level, wait a minute, I'm being screwed over here, for more or less, you know, for lack of a better word. We're being screwed over here. Do you feel like that's true? Do you feel like enough people are feeling that?
I do, but here again, and this is where, you know, all the cleverness of Luciferian deception, it slides in here. What has to happen, because with, even with all those things being recognized, many times people still blame, quote unquote, America for the problems. And until people see that it's not the Republic causing the problems, and that it's this corporation that is a part of a worldwide global structure, until that happens, then people are not, people are not able to make the distinction between USA Inc. and Republic, supposed to be America.
Well, let's go over that a little more. Kind of differentiate that for us. Explain that a little deeper. What if, when you say there's two jurisdictions? I mean, go back to the beginning if you want. You know, God and Lucifer, whatever.
Yeah.
Those. Go ahead and then bring it down to corporation Republic.
Yeah, I mean, because to me that makes it, you know, the easiest to understand. And like I said, when I remember when you guys first, I heard you first talking about it. I mean, I went straight over to Colossians chapter 1, and this is what caused it to go off on the inside of me, like we say, because the Bible says that as a believer, you've been delivered from the authority of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. So it's like we have right there the picture that everything else in this world is going to be built on. You're going to be part of light or darkness. You're going to be part of life or death. And it's so plain and simple. You can't be a part of both. You have the Lord on one side, and you have Lucifer on the other side. Lucifer is never coming back over to the life of God, the love of God, the light of God's glory. He's gone, forever gone. He can't. There's no redemption for him. Zero. He can't change. And so he set up a system to deceive man and to keep man in such darkness that he would never realize that he's been separated from the light of God's glory. And everything that he has built ever since, I mean, he was the one that the first insurrection was satanic. And everything that you see going on is a picture of what he did originally. Then he brought that down into the garden.
Talk further about that initial. But I think that is so key that people understand that when they're looking at today. What was the source? What was the genesis of that first rebellion? Let's get into that.
Yeah, he rose up and said, you know, I will be like the Most High. He wanted to step into a position that didn't belong to him. And he wanted to basically wanted to overtake and overthrow everything that was right and it was just and that was pure, that was clean, holy. You can describe it all the way down the line, everything that was good. And so he said, I'm going to rise up above that, and I'm going to be like the Most High. He had no right to do that. He was not created for that. The only one who could say, I will be like the Most High, is man, because God created him to be that way. God created man to be the associate and the companion of deity. That's why we have the right to do the things that we would do. We have a right to be free. We have a right to live and have rulership and dominion and sovereignty, because God gave that to us. That is the stuff that Lucifer is so afraid of mankind finding out, because if men find that out, he has absolutely nothing. No power, no authority.
Is that controversial, you know, in your realm and in the church and whatever, talking
it's
to people?
It's very controversial.
Why?
Because people don't understand the reason that man was created.
Okay, I'm going to get an email. I talked to you this before the break. Hopefully Kat will stop as I don't get it. I'm going to get emails about this. I mean, why is it controversial? Why are people going to write me emails about that I'm the Antichrist and I'm a New Ager and I'm going to hell for what you're saying right now? Why do people are so repulsive of what you just said?
Because they don't read the Bible with understanding.
Okay, explain it to me. Okay, you just offended half our audience. Go ahead.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead. Explain it to us. We're listening.
This is so crucial, because it has with everything. It has to do with everything. And I, you know, sometimes over the years in church, I tell people, I said, guys, listen, and as a matter of fact, early as last Sunday, everything that's going on planet Earth is about identification. Everything. And I said, God wants man to know why he created him, who he created him to be, and the enemy is doing everything he can to keep man from understanding that. I could go to places like Genesis 1, first of all, where God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Let them have dominion, so on and so forth. I mean, God right there, he said, okay, I'm going to, this creation of mine, man, is the closest thing that I have created to myself. And the way that I have dominion in my realm, I'm creating this earth, this universe, and I'm starting man out on this earth, and I'm telling him, you have the same dominion and authority and power in your realm that I have in mine.
Why is that controversial?
Real simple.
Why is that? It is.
Because, Daniel, we have had not only woven into the fabric of mankind's thinking in general, but woven into the fabric of the DNA and the thinking of the church for years, decades, centuries. And ever since Paul, because Paul taught this kind of stuff in his letters, he taught these things. John related these things to us. And so after that first century, things started to move in the other direction. And it's like Lucifer got all of them involved in that. And so, you know, just like he did with after the Declaration of Independence, Constitution for the United States, Bill of Rights, after those things came out, he said, you know what, we got to mess this thing up and get mankind's thinking changed so they never realize the reason that these things are here.
Wow.
It really is simple. And if we go to...
Go ahead. We got less than a minute before the break. So go ahead. Anywhere you want to go. We got less than a minute before the break.
Well, I was going to make a reference to Psalm 8 because in Psalm 8, the psalmist asked the question. He said, what is man that you're mindful of him and the son of man that you care for him? For you made him a little lower than the angels. And when you go back to the original language, that word angel is not angel like a guardian angel or some angel, but it's the word Elohim. And then it says he crowned him or encircled him for attack or protection with glory and honor. So God said the same thing that makes me who I am is what I am given to man. Real simple.
God, I know you do, but the ramifications of what you just said are, I mean, that was a huge statement you just said. There's the music. On that note, we're going to have a break. I'm going to get some water. And, ladies and gentlemen, you got about 4 minutes to fast and pray about this. So we're going to get more on the other side. With Pastor Nicholas Wright, America's pastor. So good to be with him.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
ThePowerMall.com. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to take control of your health, how are you going to do it? We know the only two causes of disease, I can think of one other scenario, but it's such a minute percentage. There's two causes of disease. You have, at least so said many experts on the show. Too much toxicity and nutrient deficiency. So why are people getting sick? Go back to those two things. How are you going to do it? Well, you can go to your doctor and tell him I'm sick and I want to be cured and be better. And see how that goes. Or you can take responsibility yourself and use the information that we give you from the top-notch people and then make decisions to help your life. I mean, that's it, isn't it? I mean, there's only a couple of scenarios. ThePowerMall.com is specifically designed for that. The Strauss products are unbelievable. We've seen so many people's lives change. Those are on sale. Of course, the other great products, you need them to have, you need to have them in your possession before you need them. And there's a lot of things you need to be doing on a regular basis that we've discussed. Check it out. We appreciate your support, your purchases, your donations, your prayers, all these things. We're here because of you, independent media. Now you can see. Now it's obvious. I don't even have to explain it. Now you can see what independent media is compared to corporate media. You see it. I mean, I don't even have to explain it and how valuable this show is. Am I right all the time? No. Is this show all right? Are our guests right all the time? No. But they're good intentioned and they're right most of the time and they're cutting edge on a lot of information. So I've been warned that there's a lockdown coming. I don't question. I've been warned for a while. I've told you. I've been pretty straight up about you or straightforward to you. The situation with Trump, basically, I hate to say this, but what I've been told is more or less that Trump chickened out. So there you go. He had it. go ahead. You want to say something, Uncle Kevin?
I'm going to have a ceremony probably tomorrow to end his wristwatch.
End the watch. Put a sledgehammer to it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to think the worst of Trump. Trump has done an amazing thing for us, no matter what. He's coalesced all this information, coalesced, brought everything to a head, and now it's our job to pop the zit, so to speak. Mm-hmm. He set it up for us. You know, maybe I'm wrong about some of these. Maybe my contacts are wrong about some of these things. More or less, bottom line, when it came down to it, Trump chickened out.
Sounds that way.
He had it.
He had it right there.
He had it. Now, it would have taken... He would have had to be Lincoln. He keeps talking about Lincoln. You know, and Lincoln went.
Andrew Jackson.
Jackson.
That's his boy.
Yeah, yeah. He talks about Andrew Jackson.
Stonewall Jackson wouldn't have done that.
Stonewall Jackson would have stood up. Would have taken this.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, now what it would have cost, what it would have took to do it.
Might have cost him everything.
Might have cost him everything. Yes, it might have cost us a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, this is you're about to see.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it's going to cost us either way.
Right. Well, that's my argument all along. My argument all along is we will never be stronger than right now to fight this.
Yeah.
Never.
We missed a giant chance.
Well, chances always come around.
That's true.
God is.
I don't feel too bad. I think we're going to win.
Well, I know we're going to win.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we got Pastor Wright here.
That's right.
Talk you off the ledge.
That's right.
I'm already off the ledge.
Yeah, I wasn't on it. I'm a little tired. I shoveled rock yesterday. That's what got me.
We're, of course, talking to Pastor Wright, head pastor of Covenant Love Christian Center there outside of Dallas. MyCLCC.wordpress.com is a website. What's your Facebook page so people can go listen to your sermons? Pastor, are you there?
He just drew me a blank.
Oh,
he's so upset about Trump he couldn't think straight.
No, what I was thinking about is that, you know, don't throw him down the drain, because what the guy did is shone a light on so much stuff, and so now what has to happen is that people have to pick up on that and run with it.
Yeah, I agree. And nobody else could have done it.
You know, that's what's there. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
He did something I don't know if anybody else could have done, period. I don't know if anybody in this country could have done what he did. Really.
And probably would not have had the guts to do it. But it's been done, and there's so much that's been brought out into the open. And so now all the people, and it's not, in my mind, it's not so much about being the follower of a man, is a being following the truth that has been brought out into the open. And, I mean, there's so many things, and all you got to do is open your eyes, and it helps. To me, it will help people to see what we're talking about right now, the distinction between the two sides.
True, but in my opinion, he didn't finish the job.
Right, and I'm going to leave that between you know, y'all
right
and him and his heart. And I understand,
he had victory.
You know, and you may be right. But at the same time, let's look at the good side of it as well.
Yeah,
because
he did a lot of good things.
There is something, and he may not be done. So,
that's true.
You know, but
you're
anyway.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
You're right.
He
may
feel
not
pretty good
be done.
About everything. I feel, you know, I'm not down in the dumps about it. So,
but
you know, maybe I'm sure he's going to
be
working behind the
well, let's
scenes.
Well, why would you work behind the scenes when you can work in front of the scenes? I mean, come on. It's terrible. You're going to get me start crying. let's get back to
well,
our
anyway,
lesson today.
CLCC Facebook Live.
You finally got okay.
Yeah.
CLCC Facebook Live. One of your parishioners just texted me, Deborah. Shout out to Deborah. That's my pastor having church, praying for ears to be open and hearts to receive. God bless you.
There you go.
God bless you, Deborah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I know Deborah. I've met Deborah. What a great lady. All right, Pastor. Okay, this is very important. The Garden of Eden, man was given dominion. You read, talked about Psalm 8. Pick up from Psalm 8, what Psalm 8 says, and then go forward. And then why is this so controversial?
Yeah, so what is man that you're mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him, for you have made him a little lower than Elohim, or a little lower than himself, and has crowned him. And it's so important to look at words. That word crowned is a word that means to be encircled. And it means to be encircled for attack or protection. And he encircled him with glory and honor. And you made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You put all things under his feet. Now, if that doesn't signify being like God and the closest of God's creation to be like him, I don't know what else is. But we've had this inferiority complex that's been fed to us. And when we look at, really, Danny, many people don't understand the Father and his heart. And maybe it's because we haven't had the kind of images of a father that we're supposed to have. But when you think of a father and you think about God being a father, you think of somebody that loves and cares for his children. I mean, anybody who's a father, who's a real one, has such a love and a desire for his children to have not just what he would have, but even more than he had. And this is what's in the heart of God. He had designed for mankind to give man, first of all of what he had, and then say, you know what? I want you to have everything. And that's why he tells us that we're heirs of God and joint heirs or co-heirs or equal heirs with Jesus Christ. He said, I got all this stuff, but I want you all to have it. I want you to have more than I have. And in Jesus, even before he left, he said, you know what? I've done a lot of good stuff. He said, but because I'm going to the Father, he said, you're going to do what I did and greater than I did. So he had no insecurity about, you know, mankind rising above even what he did while he was on the earth. People don't understand the heart of the Father, and that's why they can't pick up on this, because they've been sold so much. Well, God is sovereign. He does whatever he wants to, but they don't understand the love heart of the Father and what he did for us to bring us up to his level. I'm going to say something right now, and it's going to be a challenge to people, but what I'm telling you is all in the Bible. First of all, the scripture tells us that Jesus Christ, he was God. He came in the flesh. But it tells us also that after he was called, and this is after his resurrection, he's called the man Christ Jesus. Now listen, in the Godhead right now, we have a man sitting right in the middle of the Father and the Holy Spirit. And the scriptures tell us that as Christians, we've been raised up together and made to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. This is why Satan, New World Order, Lucifer, One World God, whatever you want to put on, this is why they want to keep this kind of stuff from people and keep them from understanding it. And even in ages past, we've had people in church hierarchy that kept this kind of stuff from the people so that they wouldn't understand it and rise up to the place that they should be in. Mankind has this Luciferian deal where he wants to rule and govern and control people so much, not realizing that we all can have a share in what God has for us. We're supposed to be sovereign over our own domains and over our own stuff. If we realize how much God has made available to everybody, we don't need to try and take everybody else's stuff from them.
Let me, you know, one of the things, and I don't want to be adversarial with our audience. That's not what I'm saying. The reason I'm saying this, the thing that I've been criticized the most and received the, well, frankly, some, the nastiest emails.
I've heard it too.
The nastiest emails about it. And people can have their opinion. I respect your opinion. I mean, I sit here and run my mouth about different things, whatever. That's fine. You want to say that? I mean, some of them been kind of nasty. I mean, some of them been a little overboard.
They were not Christian.
Some of them were not Christian. I'm going to just be honest with you. But the thing that I've been most criticized for is my position, the things I've said about the Declaration of Independence. I want your feelings, how important the Declaration of Independence is. How does this fit in with any of this? And, let's just start there.
Okay. Daniel, it is so vital, because I look at especially that second paragraph, and gosh, It says we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, destructive of these ends. What ends? What was talked about in the beginning of this paragraph? These truths that we hold self-evident, that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these, they didn't even put out all that were given to us, but he said among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that the reason that governments were created was to secure those rights. All you have to do is to go back and look at what God did through the law of Moses. Now, I'm not talking about the animal sacrifices. I'm talking about what God did in establishing what we call and understand as the Ten Commandments. And with all the simplicity of it is this. God said, honor me, honor your fellow man. Honor me by giving me what belongs to me, but then treat your fellow man with respect. Don't infringe upon his property, his rights, his wife, his family, his stuff. And every one of you has the right to be sovereign over your own domain. And that's what these guys are saying here.
Well, see, with that paragraph, that's what I'm saying.
Bible.
If Paul or, you know, Genesis or Moses, if it's 2000 or 1776 and Moses was going to write in a common English vernacular, Moses, please describe in one sentence the purpose of government, the purpose and destiny of man as related to government and government's role. Please write that for me, Moses. I think Moses would write that sentence. That's what I'm saying.
He would. And you know what he would do? He would show you the reason that he was in place there and the reason why he had to have judges to help him, because those judges were supposed to exercise just judgment if there were things that arose between the people that violated those Ten Commandments, the same way that our judges are supposed to do the same if the God-given rights of people are violated by other people or themselves. That's why those judges are going to have such an account to give before God when they pervert justice.
I've been told by some of my contacts that in the near future, they're going to push to get rid of canon law and to just exercise maritime law, just admiralty law everywhere. They're not even going to hide it anymore. That's what I've been told. I'm not claiming that, but that's what I've been told. I mean, it's obvious that that's their aim in these two jurisdictions. Canon law, where's the canon come from? The canon comes from the Torah. I mean, the canon law is based on the Torah. The canon of our existence, of America's existence. What is the canon of America's existence? The Torah, the Bible. That is our canon. Anyway, why am I getting so criticized? I mean, maybe it's a little over the top for me to say that this is akin to scripture or this is more important than most of the Bible. Maybe that's over the top. I don't know, but that's how I'm not degrading anything about the Bible by saying that. I'm trying to get people elevated and to understand the importance of that paragraph. You straighten me out here. Am I on the right track? Am I off a little bit? I mean, what's your feeling here?
I don't have any problem with what you're doing, because that is exactly what you're trying to do. You're trying to get people to understand it. But here's the problem, Daniel. If I don't already understand the heart of the scriptures, how am I going to understand somebody taking what the scriptures portray and trying to portray that to me? How am I going to understand that if I don't understand the scriptures?
Wow. You know, and isn't that a very elucidating statement about the Americans in 1776, Thomas Jefferson could write that sentence and that would be sucked up by the Americans, like, oh my God, this is like manna from heaven. I'm just sucking this right up. I mean, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. I mean, I am all in on this. Doesn't that say a lot about America at that time?
It does. It says a whole lot. It says a whole lot.
What is the most important? what? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you go. You go ahead. You're fine.
What is the most important thing that people need to know? You say they need to understand something. Okay, let's say it right here. You got about 7 minutes. What is it that Americans, or really anybody, but specifically America, what do Americans need to understand before they understand the importance of the Declaration of Independence and that their life is worth not as much as liberty and that the Bill of Rights is sacred and the whole thing and blah, 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 blah. What do they need to know?
All right. First thing they need to know, and this starts with the preachers, because the preachers have to know what we're talking about here. The first thing that has to happen is a bunch of us are going to have to go back to Genesis chapter 1, 2, and 3, and then slide through most of the rest of the Bible and get to the book of Acts and read on through Revelation, and especially between Romans and 3 John, and figure out why man was created and that God gave man what he had for himself. Going to have to figure that out. They're going to have to figure
that
out.
Why did he? Why did he?
Because he wanted to give everything to man, including dominion and authority, and to have man to be representative, or have the earth be a representative of heaven, period. It's that simple.
Oh, my God.
And he wanted to have sons and daughters to give all that to. That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, where do you hear a preacher that will say this? This is why this is America's preacher, because he will say this. God wants to give everything to you. That is why this is important. And the Declaration of Independence and Bill of Rights are there to protect what God gave you.
That's right.
God Almighty, this is. Go ahead, Pastor.
That's right.
Wow.
And that's it. You have to understand that first. And then understand. If we can grasp that, then we can very simply grasp that second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence. It becomes so extremely simple. And then what happens, Daniel, is it just lights up the rest of the world, and we see exactly why there's tyranny on the earth. Because we have Lucifer-driven people that don't want men to understand what, and these men and women, you know, and we pray for them, but they don't understand. Most of them don't understand. You have many of them that are in covenant with Lucifer and they've sold their soul to the devil. But we have a lot of them that don't understand that, and they're in it for the money, for the fame, for to be exalted, because they think that that's the only way that they can get it. And sad to say, the reason for that is because a lot of what the church has preached has been against man being able to have his place with God, his rightful place with God. You think about it. If what we're talking about right now had its rightful place in the ears and the hearts of men, and they realized that this is what the Father wanted them to have, they wouldn't be in a position to even want to oppress other people, because they would receive from the Father what he has for them, and they wouldn't need to oppress anybody else.
Okay, I've also said that, you know, talking about liberty, that is the mandate of the universe. That is the mandate of our Creator. Our Creator mandated liberty. Without liberty, yeah, there is no virtue. Without virtue, there is no love. People say, well, God is love. Well, don't you get it? You got to have liberty before you have virtue or love. Liberty is there is nothing. Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. So, therefore,
that's right.
Our religion... people say that the religion of God is love. Okay, yes, I'll buy that. But it's also liberty, because they're inseparable. There is no liberty without love. There is no love without liberty. There is no virtue without either one of them. Explain. Am I off track there?
Think about this. This is so key, because in John chapter 8, one of the things that Jesus said, and he said this to the Jews that believed on him, he said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And then he said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Then he said in the 36th verse of that same chapter, he said, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And the freedom and the liberty that God talks about in the scriptures, number one, are from Luciferian dominion, and number two, from the guilt, the power, and the penalty of sin. So freedom is vital. This is what Jesus came to get that back for us that was lost.
We got about 2 minutes. I mean, I am just on fire listening to you. I don't know of any preacher that can move me like you can. And I've listened to you You know, I've went to your church before. This is that idea, that concept is the fire that will overcome this imposter in the office. It will overcome, you know, the abortions. It will overcome the everything. Liberty is the mandate that has been given upon mankind so pronounced by the God of the universe. Is that correct? Is that true? Yes. Yes or no?
It's true. And here's the deal. God never meant for any man to be the slave of Lucifer or the slave of a system that he created. And see, this is the crux of the whole matter, my brother. And this is the whole deal behind this corporation deal, is to create a bunch of slaves that don't even know that they're slaves. It has nothing to do with color. And this is another thing that once we wake up to that on this land and realize that has nothing to do with color, but it has to do with all this deception, the contracts, all this stuff. Once that happens, like I said before, once that hits the airwaves and people get that, it's going to be a whole different thing on the face of this nation.
So therefore, you know, these differences of quote unquote political opinion, we're not talking about what the government's doing is bad politics. We are saying, just like our founding fathers, the preachers of that time, we are saying King George, we are saying USA Inc. We don't disagree with you politically. You are offending God. You
exactly.
are sin, and you are offending God. That is what we really are saying.
Because what you're doing is you're putting your foot on his creation.
My God.
Foot on his creation and all the principles that he himself designed for man to have.
So when they say, this is where you and David Icke, you click right next to each other. So when they say you wear this mask or you do this or you do that, how you combat them is you say no. No. Anyway, about 20 seconds. This is the end. Wow. We got to have you back on sooner. We got about 20 seconds. Go ahead, Pastor.
Hey, guys, get in the Word. Figure out what these scriptures are saying. Read them for yourself and take what God gave you. You're free. God made us to be free. And anything that is going to cause disrespect to him or to the life and the freedom and the liberty that he's given to us, you have to stand up against it.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. God bless you. Pastor Wright. My clcc.wordpress.com, CLCC Facebook Live. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.